we've come from a really low base. Back in the 60s and 70s, we had really low breastfeeding rates. And since then, in 1981, the WHO code of marketing of breast milk substitutes, the international code, was set up. And then we kind of understood that our rates were so low and we needed to protect moms and families and babies and healthcare professionals from all of the aggressive marketing of infant formula companies, because that's what kind of had led to this low base. So since then, there's a lot of work has been done to try and reverse that rate. And it's been rising slowly. And there are a lot of actions. We have the National Breastfeeding Action Plan, which is in place for many years, where we're increasing supports within the healthcare system. And also then, I suppose, throughout society, there has been a lot of support in place as well. So great stuff. So all of those voluntary support services have an amazing impact on increasing support that moms feel. And I suppose if you look back to the way it used to be in the past, it would have been a mom and a dad living with their parents and their extended family who would have all supported each other to breastfeed. And that's when society and culture changed. People were living in a more nuclear environment, so there wasn't that support in the home that would have been there previously. So all of these voluntary support groups have created support for moms and families to be able to breastfeed, because you need support. And you hear about people talking about mothering the mother, and that's so important, because you're in a vulnerable stage of your life where you're taking care of a little baby, and it's really important that moms who are taking care of babies are taken care of as well. So I think there's loads of other reasons why this rate is increasing all the time as well. And I think in general, in the public, people realise that breastfeeding babies is really important and gives them a great start in life, and also contributes to our own health as mothers, because it reduces breast cancer and ovarian cancer, it reduces the rates of them. So I suppose there's an increasing awareness around that, and people are really keen to breastfeed if they can. It doesn't always work out for everyone, but certainly having that support in place is really important. And another thing that has happened recently is that the numbers of lactation consultants has increased, it's really important. You know, the government have made a huge effort around this. Stephen Donnelly have increased the number of lactation consultants, both in the community and in a hospital setting. And now in Donegal, we have a hospital community lactation consultant, and we also have a community lactation consultant. So there's lots of support there for moms who are struggling. There is that extra support of a lactation consultant, which is really important.